have been mourning the death of people in Palestine and Lebanon and argued from the 9th of February Sydney rally to protest the visit of Isaac Herzog. I saw the police preparation that morning when I was walking the dog in Moore Park. At least 100 police vehicles from the riot squad and a cavernous marquee were set up in readiness, I'd say, for trouble. Later that hot, humid night, I realised how they had been deployed. People contacted me to see if I was okay and to say how they had been pepper sprayed and assaulted at the end of the rally, which had been peaceful, but as the people tried to move out into George Street, they met with huge police presence. The police violence has become the main story. By the end of the week, the Prime Minister and the Premier were thundering about social cohesion when they had rolled out the red carpet like a red rag to a bull, bringing Israel's president into the heart of this city. For 2 years, we have been mourning the death of people in Palestine and Lebanon and arguing for Australia to respect international laws. And they have thundered about social cohesion while dividing us into mourners and protesters. And if you listen to the mainstream media, your heart would bleed for one group and be hardened against the other. As I said in part one, President Herzog got his narrative in early, on the same night as the Bondi attack, before the police would have known anything, really. His voice came over the ABC, blaming the 2 years of what he called anti-Semitic rage, marching freely in our streets. He would only have known that by seeing our mainstream media and not hearing what was said at those rallies, like the rest of the population who don't really know what is said at the rallies. We can't have social cohesion if this untrue narrative is promoted. 3CR listeners are lucky. You have heard over 100 weeks the voices from those streets. You would know they have never been anti-Semitic. They are not about hardening hearts and keeping our minds in the darkness. You would know that our society is not divided into mourners and protesters, as our leaders and media portray it. We are all mourners, and that is the starting point for social cohesion, in my opinion. And in this rally, the consciousness that Sydney is a site of great mourning, of historic genocide, and that ongoing racism is blinding our chance to be a humane society, was in the air. Aboriginal people began the speeches. You will hear Vanessa Turnbull-Roberts, then Amal Nasser, Josh Lees, Muhammad Dohi, and Grace Tame. My name is Vivian Langford, reporting for Radio 3CR and Community Radio in Australia.
Jingiwala Nungali Jugan Jugan Nungali. My name is Vanessa Turnbull-Roberts, and I'm a proud Bundjalung Widjibal Wyabal woman, and it is a privilege to be standing here with my beautiful auntie Lizzie. Yeah, cheer her. First and foremost, before I share a yarn, I would just like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land. This is, was, and always will be sovereign Aboriginal land. I just had to check it was okay with my auntie if I spoke, because you know how it is. But first, we've got some friends. Can we show a nice black power to these Gunjibals up in the sky? Can we let these police know that we are not scared, no matter what authority, no matter how many police officers or Gunjibals that you send out to gate us here in this space, that we will make sure that we are standing, because you allowed a war criminal to walk off a plane on stolen land with no consent from First Peoples, and we say no. You allowed the same man who is bombing children to walk on stolen land. Albo, where is your heart? Albo, where is your dignity? And Albo, where is your care for innocent children? You are locking up Aboriginal children here on Aboriginal land for petty crime. globally and you roll out the red carpet. Shame! We can see clear as day, the double standards of this government today. And I am ashamed, as an Aboriginal woman who is proud of the country that we have and the beautiful people from all different backgrounds, the fact that this man was allowed to walk on stolen land, we give no consent! Let's tell the AFP to do their job! Arrest Herzog! Arrest! 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 Tell those two fellas over there with a drone! Arrest! 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 Tell the snipers and everyone around the ICC that are doing hidden surveillance! Arrest! 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 The regime that happens over from Israel that is committing a genocide against Palestinian people is the same genocide that has happened here since invasion. We have children being forcibly removed. We have 10-year-olds locked up who still have their baby teeth. And make no mistake, it is the policing state that is criminalizing and surveillancing our children. It is the same state that is protecting a murderer. And the very reason that you are all out here today is because of black resistance and it's because of the First People's Power. You see, this was intentional. And my dear brother, Paul Dungay, who has led every single First Nations movement with the Black Caucus here on Gadigal country, he has brought this country together to remember his dear uncle who was killed in custody. And every time this policing state opens negotiations and authorities, we need to get more creative. You don't want us to march? Release our children from prison! Stop locking up kids! But last week, there was nowhere near this amount of numbers. And I'm so deeply grateful that you are all here today. But I need to send a reminder. When the sovereign people of these lands call for your heart medicine, call for your show up and call for your caretaking, show up because it authenticates your movement and it authenticates from here to Palestine, to Congo, to Rohingya, to the Philippines, that this is, was and always will be Aboriginal land. We say no to war criminals. Chris Minns should be ashamed of himself. Anthony Albanese, what are you doing? You were here once with us demanding an end to the Israeli state and all the violence it's committed. What changed your heart? You opened up a red carpet. So what do we want to do? Arrest! 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 We are citizens too. We are allowed to walk freely on this land. This is, was and always will be Aboriginal land. I did not survive the family policing system to stand up here and talk to someone that doesn't know what they're talking about. This is, was and always will be Aboriginal land. And until you arrest Herzog, we will keep marching, keep showing up. From Palestine to First Nations Australia, we are here. And guess what? We're not going anywhere.
My name is Amal. I'm one of the co-chairs of today's rallies. I'm one of the organisers with the Palestine Action Group. And I'll be co-chairing this rally with my comrade Josh Lees. Today in a press conference where the Australian media welcomed Isaac Herzog with open arms and with very little critique. There's one journalist who, you know, saw through the lines and asked Herzog, what do you have to say for all of us here today who are mourning the 70,000 killed in Gaza, including the 20,000 children and the genocidal war criminal Herzog? He had to respond. I've come here in goodwill and in a message to the people of Australia. Australia and Israel are close friends and allies since the days of the old. And of course, Australia and Israel are allies because we are standing here today protesting on the graveyard.
And I want everyone to remember, next time Chris Minns or some other politician or some other Daily Telegraph journalist complains about how disruptive our protests are, how they cost the government millions of dollars. Let's not forget what our government has done, which is pass a series of unconstitutional laws and shut down an entire city to roll out the red carpet for a war criminal. And we know there's a concerted attack on our movement going on all around the place because they see us as a threat. They see us as a threat to social cohesion, a threat. And they're right. We are a threat to their rotten order of genocide and war and racism and inequality. We are a threat to the rule of war-mongering racist billionaires. We're a threat to authoritarian premiers. We're a threat to war criminals. We're a threat to genocidal regimes. And we are the hope for humanity that we can all live in a better world, in Gaza and everywhere, because that's what we stand for, is a world free of racist violence and inequality, a world for all of us to live in peace together, which is the exact opposite of what our rulers want and are leading us towards. Now, quickly, we are a huge crowd today, of course. Everyone knows what we stand for, that we are 100% against all forms of racism. We stand against anti-Semitism, against Islamophobia, against anti-Palestinian racism, against anti-Aboriginal racism. And we know, as I said, that the media, the politicians always like to scaremonger about any big crowd standing up to their system, but we know we can keep each other safe. We did it, the 300,000 marched over the bridge. This is a piece of cake for us. But yeah, please look out for each other tonight. Keep each other safe. Give each other space where we need to. Now, we know the cops don't want to give us space. Right now, they're trying to stop people coming in because we've already, if you can't see, we've already filled this square and a few others. But we say to the police, if you try to stop people entering this square, you're just going to create another demonstration and another one and another one. It won't do you any good. So let them in. And we also say to the police, if you want to get us out of this square, there's one easy way to do that, and that's to let us march. Let us march. Let us march. Let us march. Let us march.